Best Beginnings Alaska has just released three new early childhood development guides in Yupik. The goal is to provide Yupik-speaking parents of very young children with books in their own language and containing culturally relevant activities. As part of our continuing series on Alaska Native education, KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The project stems from a State Department of Education and Early Childhood Development list of over 160 early learning activities parents can do at home with their young children. Best Beginnings Alaska's Executive Director, Abby Hensley, says although the state guide is a valuable resource, it faces a key difficulty.
It's not real accessible for a lot of people, particularly parents who don't have a lot of time to delve into things like this.
Best Beginnings is a public-private partnership created to help children develop learning basics by the time they enter school. The group's core premise is that the most important teachers for children from birth through 6 years of age are parents and other adult family members. Too often, they don't realize how important the simple games and activities they play are to the child's early learning development. A year ago, Best Beginnings released three activity books in Spanish, the most prevalent language next to English spoken in Alaska. The books were divided according to age, with activities selected from the state list that Spanish speakers found culturally relevant. Pictures were chosen according to the same criteria. In May, Best Beginnings issued an English edition. And now, this fall, the first Alaska Native language books have appeared.
These that are in Yupik, we produced really in the same way. We brought together a group of Yupik and Yupik-speaking early childhood professionals to say, look at these 165 activities that go back to these early learning guidelines, 165 activities, and help us figure out which ones we should put in a book for Yupik speakers.
Marie Mead translated the selected activities into Yupik.
This was very enriching. It was very wonderful work for me.
Mead says although she considered the work an honor, it was also challenging, especially when it came to translating background explanations.
Words like motor development and all the words that the English language uses. And so I had to look at that and think about it in Yupik. And so I translated it so that it makes sense in Yupik.
Barbara Brown helped guide the overall translation effort. She says the Yupik group went beyond culling from the state list and created 26 additional activities, although not all made it into the three books.
The activities that were included were making dance fans. There's a long activity in the preschool book that involves the story of the loon's necklace. We had activities like preparing fish. The concept of the books is that you take what exists in a child's life and you figure out how to add extra engagement to it, extra meaning, extra learning from it.
Hensley said when she recently showed the various translations to Inupiaq speakers in Barrow, the cultural relevancy of the Yupik edition was especially appealing. That was despite the language barrier. Hensley says Best Beginnings hopes to issue another series of Alaska Native childhood development activities that will in part overcome language divisions.
We're thinking now perhaps of making some laminated cards that would have Yupik on one side and English on the other side, so that it would have the activities, but still be accessible to both Yupik speakers and those for whom Yupik was not their first language.
Copies of the three activity guides in Yupik are available free by contacting the Best Beginnings Alaska office in Anchorage or by going to the group's website. This is Len Anderson in Anchorage.
More Native education stories, pictures, and links are at our website, aprn.org.